Right, I hope I haven't put the pressure on this fella. I've been telling you all afternoon, you can't miss Gareth Dunlop coming in, right? And you can't miss him singing, right? So you're in for a treat. He's going to play live for shortly. Gareth, how you doing, mate?
Not so bad.
Now, you've had the big build-up, you know? Pressure's on.
pressure.
You know, the last thing we need is a broken string, and you have a sore throat as well. It's not happening, you know? Here, have you been doing much recently?
Yeah, it's been pretty hectic. I just got back from the States there. I was out in Nashville doing a few shows and doing a lot of writing.
Yeah,
but, it's good to be home. Good to be back home.
Oh, good stuff. Nashville, I mean, I know, sort of years gone by, I suppose, you know, synonymous with country music, but more and more we hear, if you like, people from a broader musical spectrum all descending on Nashville for the because there's a chance to team up with all these geniuses and great studios and everything else.
It's one of those cities. I mean, it has so many studios, and I mean, it really is the hub of, you know, the music industry. And I guess a lot of writers, and especially a lot of session musicians, kind of go towards Nashville, you know, for work and being so busy. So you do find a lot of bands, you know, rock bands and pop bands and even, you know, jazz musicians and stuff sort of jumping in there, you know, so it's not just country.
Yeah. Were you collaborating with anyone over there, or just purely doing your own thing?
I did some co-writing. I've started to jump into that. And I did some writing with John Oates, and we actually ended
John
up...
John Oates?
Yeah. It was great. We actually ended up in the studio cutting one of the songs, and it looks like it's going to go on his next album. So, very exciting, and John's a great guy to work with, and, you know, it's a real experience sitting down writing with someone
But that's terrific.
Caliber.
I mean, that guy has sold millions of records.
Yeah, he's had a few hits, yeah.
A few hits, yeah. I think in the 80s they were the biggest selling duo anywhere.
Yeah.
You know?
That's right.
That's, you know, and people talk about Wham, you know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But Hall & Oates were outselling them easily. Mm-hmm. But that is terrific. I mean, we're talking about the pressure on there. I was laughing. But, I mean, when you're sitting trying to write with a guy like that,
yeah.
I mean, what's it feel like?
It's, you know, John's such a lovely guy. And he's written so many amazing hits, you know. And I kind of have to be a sponge, you know, and feed off what he's doing, you know, because he really knows how to sculpt out a song, you know, to really hit a melody.
Yeah.
So it was a great experience, you know, really, really good experience.
Do you learn from something like that?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, very much so. Sitting down with any writer, you know, it's always a new perspective on how to get something down on paper.
Yeah. Well, maybe he's going away saying, "Here, you want to have that guy, Gareth Dunlop? I've stolen all his ideas, you know." But as you say, it can only do your career good anyway. Mm. You were talking about the new single is going to be used on a film soundtrack as well.
Yeah, that was a bit of an odd one. It came about quite unexpectedly. I think it was maybe 5 or 6 months ago. I was sitting one night, it was probably in the wee hours, and I had this idea for a song, and I ended up putting it down in my kitchen, just throwing up a few mics and grabbing any instrument that could sort of get my hands on. Yeah. And I sort of forgot about it, and I really just put it down so I wouldn't forget the song.
Yeah.
And a few months ago, I was in LA doing some shows and a bit more writing, and we went to a film company that was looking for songs to fill the soundtrack for the new Nicholas Sparks movie, and we went and pitched a few songs, and they just jumped on that song, and I sort of sheepishly handed them this,
yeah.
You know, the rough demo that I made, you know, with the intention that I'm going to recut this and, you know,
we'll do a proper version of that later, yeah.
But no, they absolutely loved it.
Yeah, and they liked it stripped down and all as it was.
Stripped down, yep, demo version. So
that's amazing, you know, it really is, you know. So when's this film going to be upon us then?
The film's out, I think, it's already out in the States. It was out on Valentine's Day, and I think it's out in the UK on March 1st, and the soundtrack's already available online.
Yeah, that's again, it's another wee door opening for you, you know. But it'll be class going to the pictures and going, "Whitty, here, this is my bit now." Stand up in the middle of the pictures. "That's me, you know." "Sit down, you idiot, we're watching a film." "Never mind a film, it's my song." That would be me, you see. I would just, you know, you couldn't sit and watch that in quiet, you know. Just, you know, you'd have to tell people, you know. But that is terrific. Now, at the Belfast Nashville Songwriters Festival, you're doing an In the Round gig.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is some lineup: yourself, Brian Kennedy, and Tom Baxter.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. And the In the Round gigs are they're pretty special. You know, they're pretty special for anyone playing at them, and also, you know, for anyone watching the In the Round gigs. You know, because you get a bit of the story to everyone's song. You know, it's not just a straight one artist set, bang, bang, bang. You know, you get a bit of talk, you get a bit of crack, you know.
Yeah.
And I've done one before actually with Brian, and he's a great showman, you know, great entertainer. And
yeah. So but I love those kind of setups where you do explain why you wrote a certain song and, you know, and what was going through your head. I love all that. I really do. Because to me, there's a whole new dimension. You listen to it in a different way then, you know.
Yeah, very much so.
And is there sort of competition of these things? I mean, will you sit and, you know,
do you know,
I'm going to have to come out of this looking good.
Touch wood, I think I've never had an experience like that with an In the Round show. I have heard horror stories of people, you know, trying to upstage the person sitting beside them, but I think that's definitely the wrong attitude to take. For
yeah. Sorry, did I knock your microphone down there? You know, as you say, but I mean, songwriters generally, there's a feeling of camaraderie. We're all in the same game here, and that's, you know,
very much
let's help each other out.
And a lot of times with these In the Round gigs is, you know, I've certainly found that, you know, the other writers have sort of collaborated on the songs that I'm playing, you know, playing out live, and I do the same, you know, and jump in and sing a few harmonies and, you know, and all that. So,
no, that's going to be some show. So, right, folks, the Olympic Concert Room, Holiday Inn on Ormo Avenue, and that's the Saturday the 23rd. It's going to be Gareth, Brian Kennedy and Tom Baxter. That's one of the highlights, certainly, of the festival. I'm asking all kinds of people recently, what was the last CD you bought?
The last CD I bought? Let me see.
Or do you download everything?
No, I actually try to buy the disc. I'm trying to think now. It was a while ago. It would have been Tom Waits, Glitter and Gloom.
Yeah.
The live gig, yeah.
Do you have a massive CD collection?
You know, I have a good CD collection, and I have an even bigger vinyl collection. I love listening to vinyl, you know.
Have you still got a record player?
I do, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, got my Marantz record player sitting there. Yeah,
but because it's funny, I know Neil Young's a big champion of vinyl and everything else, and even until quite recently, he refused to have stuff recorded in a digital studio and everything else. He was going on about analog and vinyl. I mean, can you tell the difference between your classic vinyl listening on your stereo?
I don't know whether there. I mean, I think it's as much to do with the player as it is to do with a piece of vinyl. You know? I love vinyl for the aesthetic of it. You know, you got to dedicate some time to actually sit down and put it on, and then, you know, wait for it to finish and flip it over and listen to the B-side. You know, there's something about that whole side of it that attracts me, you know, as opposed to, you know, flicking through an album online. You know?
So you're quite old-fashioned there, you know. No, because I would get on like that, but I'm my age. Did you ever live in Dundonald? Somebody wants to know.
No.
No,
I didn't.
So it's not Gareth. So there, right, it's the wrong one. Just some of the things that people will ask. So what about, you have the new single coming out. And is there a new album or what's happening?
You know, I'm not really too sure what way to go this year, whether I might do another EP or I maybe might dive into the full-length album. I'm really not too sure.
Yeah, but your options are open anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, okay, you're doing this gig at the Belfast Nashville Festival. What about after that? Can we see anywhere else?
I think I'm actually, it looks like I'm going to be heading back out to the States now, do some shows in New York, and then maybe back down to Nashville to do Tin Pan South, which is kind of a big songwriters festival over there, you know, something of the same.
But what about here?
I don't have anything planned yet, but I'll definitely be getting some dates in the diary soon.
Okay, well, let us know, mate. Right, you're going to sing us a song. What are you going to do?
I'm going to do a song called Home to Me.
Okay, fire away then.
Lately I've been gone, been away from home, and chasing down a pipeline dream. Oh, and I've seen things I never thought I'd see, but it just don't feel like home to me. I've been flying through the sky, I'm playing so high, and moving in different scenes. And I've slept in hotels, I've been treated like a king, but it just don't feel like home to me. The busy city streets, they're full of people, cars and dreams.
just don't feel like home to me. No, it just don't feel like home to me. Well, I'm used to taking my time with everything in life, moving with the speed of the breeze. But the places I've been never slow down to take a breath in, and it just don't feel like home to me. The busy city streets, they're full of people, cars, and dreams. Just don't feel like home to me. No, it just don't feel like home to me.
That is terrific. Thank you. Thank you. I feel privileged sitting here. You know, it's you today. It could be someone. I mean, we've had Anthony Toner in here as well. And, you know, it's a concert for one. I love this job. Gareth, thank you very much, mate.
And, thanks very much for having us in. Cheers,
good luck.
Johnny.
Cheers, mate.